when Kara was being put under the water, what went through your mind? When Kara was lifted up from under the water, dripping wet, what went through your mind? Paul probably, in the last letter he wrote to the Christians in Rome, was wanting to remind them of the significance of the baptismal covenant. He's making the point that there's a lot of grace and it's justification by faith, but he's also anticipating, all right, if we have a lot of grace, then we can sin a lot more and we'll get more grace, right? And he says, absolutely not. And then he goes on to talk about the being, joining Jesus in his death in the water, and when he comes up out of the water, experiencing the new life. This is worthy of reading more than once, not just on occasion of baptism. This is the powerful understanding that the Apostle Paul brings about being church and what it means to be alive in Christ. And a lot of times when I get here on Sunday morning, I'm kind of worn out. I'm kind of filled with anticipation. It's going to go all right. Instead, I want to invite us to think about coming alive in Christ. Yeah, the alarm clock goes off and we hit it and we wish it wouldn't come back on again and it goes off again. To be alive in Christ means that we climb out of bed with God's help and we join ourselves with other people that have faith to walk, to talk together, and to walk the talk. Justly, kindly, and humbly with God. The brethren have about 8 points of understanding about baptism, and I'm going to very briefly name them. But these are important, and they connect well with the Romans 6 text. The first thing, baptism is a response to God's saving, not through the life, or saving act, through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a whole package. It's a whole package that brings us to a moment such as this. It's a whole package that leads us beyond this moment to live justly and kindly and humbly with God. Baptism is an act of obedience to the teachings and example of Jesus Christ. He taught us that we should be baptized, and the Church of the Brethren believes that that teaching means being dunked, being put under the water in alignment with Romans 6. So there is a death, the death to the old self. There is a resurrection to the new life. And the Church of the Brethren says it's another way of living. And it takes every one of us here, and it takes many beyond this church to help us walk that understanding. Baptism is a symbol of cleansing and new life. Water has always been a part of the cleansing experience. Cleansing our palates, cleansing our bodies, and the cleansing, the newness of life, when we come up out of the water, is the important piece. Baptism is a public witness of the covenant relationship with God. It is a covenant. We made that covenant together here today. We stand together. It's not Kara's responsibility to live out this covenant all by herself. You renewed your own covenantal understanding. You committed to be with her as a church body of believers. You are to watch out for her and to care about her and to pray for her. Baptism is initiation into the rite. Eugene Peterson probably does more than any other source to help me understand that Christ is the head of the church and the body of Christ is a means through whom he speaks and acts and becomes present to everything. Do we understand how significant that is? You cannot do justice unless you're willing to let Jesus speak and act through you. You cannot walk the talk unless you're willing to let Jesus speak and act to you. This baptism, this experience as church is not for me alone. Yes, I get something out of it, and I hope it means something to all of us. But we're doing this for God. He is the one that's teaching us how to walk and be a different kind of presence. And if there's ever a time in the world we need that different kind of presence, today is it. And we, the church, must set an example. Different than what's going on in politics, different than what's going on in the immigrant movement, different than what's going on in the world among nations. Peace on earth begins with the Prince of Peace. Peace in our hearts begins with the Prince of Peace. Peace in our relationships with one another begins with the Prince of Peace. Now, this is a little tricky. This part is not easy for some people to understand, but baptism is an ordination. We think of pastors being ordained, right? But you, in your baptism, have been ordained. That is, you are called out to live the gifts that God has given you to help this body be alive in Christ. Now, we can't be everything to everyone, and we can't do everything for everyone, but we can be the body of Christ to the best of our ability using the gifts and the resources that our baptism reminds us that we have. I've been on a 50-year journey into ministry, and I'm still growing, discovering, stumbling, picking myself up again. But I only do that with the help of the body of Christ, of which Christ is the head. And he's the one that helps pick me up and helps me walk. And finally, baptism is a beginning. It's not the ending. Cara, you haven't just ended. It's all going to be A-OK. I've talked to you about that. But it's the beginning of her commitment to walk with you in a different kind of way, to think different kinds of thoughts, to live in a relationship that has love and grace and mercy at its heart. Now, I'm a stubborn human being. If you don't think so, ask Peg. She knows that about me. And I have to constantly remind myself it's not all about Randy. It's not all about what he's got to say or what he's got to do. It's all about being together with sisters and brothers that are on a walk. So today is the beginning of that walk for you, Cara. And I'd like you to stand, and I'd like all of us to welcome her warmly and lovingly into this fellowship. Cara, we don't promise you that we'll be perfect, but we promise you that we'll love you and care about you. Can I give you that hug that I asked you about? God bless you. So remember, out of all that's been said here this morning and what we've observed, that in our baptism we're being buried with Christ to sin. And in our resurrection, we're being raised into a new life. That doesn't say we won't sin any longer. It says that we'll do our best not to sin any longer. And that we will walk as faithfully and as lovingly and as caringly as we know how. Let it be so. Amen.